Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded Podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And I'm your host, Michelle Thames, and today we are kicking off 2025 with a fresh episode designed to inspire and empower you for the year ahead. You already know that's how I get down. Happy New Year. Happy 2025. Can you believe it? We're in 2025. Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur, balancing the 9-to-5, or growing your side hustle, this episode is all about starting the year strong and thriving in 2025, my friend, okay? I'll be sharing my top tips to set yourself up for success this year, practical strategies that anyone can use to stay consistent, build momentum, and reach your goals. Plus, I have a really exciting announcement about something big that I am planning this year. A tour. And yep, that's right. You heard me. A tour, friend. And I'm hitting the road in 2025 and I want your input to help me decide where I should go. Okay. So stay tuned for that. Now get your pens and notepads ready because you already know gems will be dropped. Let's get into it. Now, I feel like the new year is definitely a time for fresh beginnings, and 2025 already feels like a year filled with potential. Like I woke up today and I said, yes, I'm recording this episode. It's today, 2025, okay? I woke up today and said, wow, I feel like 2025 is just so much potential in this year. Whether last year was your best year yet, or was a challenging one, now is the time to reflect and set intentions for what's next. And let me just say, I am hosting a vision board party. It's called Glow Up Goals, okay? If you haven't already signed up and you want to sign up, you can, okay? It is happening on January 7th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can click down below in the show notes to grab your ticket if you have not already. It's absolutely free. Join us. It's going to be a two-hour party. We're going to put together our vision boards. But not only that, how are we going to make it actually come to life? The tips and strategies. I have a guest speaker. We're going to have some networking. It's going to have some breakout rooms. So come, okay? If this sounds like something for you. Now, let's talk about why reflection matters. Before setting new goals, take a moment to reflect on what worked, what didn't, and what you want to carry forward into the new year. What goals did you accomplish in 2024? What habits or systems helped you the most? What challenges taught you valuable lessons? Now, I will say definitely I accomplished my goals of being consistent in the gym. I accomplished my goals of going deeper with my clients, of traveling more, of expanding my services and what I do in my business. I've done a lot of those things. And I think that the habits and systems that help me is definitely organization. My Google Calendar, waking up at 4:45 has been a struggle, but I've been doing it. Okay. I'm going to get better with that in 2025. It's a goal of mine. And there were challenges. I had so many challenges that taught me so many valuable lessons that I plan to definitely not let that happen again, right? And just learn and grow and move forward from that. So we really want to set the tone for 2025. That's what I plan to do. Today, I'm sitting down planning with my husband. It's time to plan and just look at all of 2025 and see what the year is like. What do we want to focus on? So this year, let's focus on growth, clarity, and alignment. Remember, success doesn't happen by accident. It is the result of consistent, intentional action. I don't know who told anybody that it was just like, oh, you're just going to be successful. You could just do whatever. No. Success is the result of consistent, intentional action. Period. I want you to take that. That's a bar. Okay. Now, let's dive into my top tips for thriving in 2025. No matter where you're starting from, these strategies will definitely help you move forward with confidence and clarity. Now, number one, you already should know this if you've listened to this podcast. I always say we have to set SMART goals. Your goals definitely need to be specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Instead of you just saying, I want to grow my business, say, I want to increase my revenue by 20% in Q1, focusing on my email marketing and client retention. Oh, that sounds real good. Let's write that down. Okay. Here's a pro tip. I really like to break my goals into smaller, actionable steps and review them monthly to stay on track. So break them into smaller, actionable steps and then review them on a monthly basis. The second thing I want us to do is prioritize consistency over perfection. It's never going to be perfect, friend. It's better to show up consistently with good content, than to wait for perfection. Whether it's posting on social media, engaging with your audience, or working on your craft, consistency builds momentum. 100%. The third thing I want us to do is leverage tools and automations, because I work smart and not hard, friend, and so should you. We all need to use tools to save time and streamline your work. For example, there are tools like Later for scheduling social media or ConvertKit for email campaigns. These can free up your time to focus on growth. You can schedule your email campaigns. I know a lot of people use Constant Contact, Klaviyo, ConvertKit, whatever it is that you use. They all work. I use ConvertKit. I really like it. I've been using it since the start. So yeah, a lot of the tools that I use, I've been using since the start. It's kind of hard for me to just, you know, jump from tool to tool, because why am I jumping from tool to tool? If it works, it works. And each of these platforms always comes out with new thing. Like they want to be cutting edge. So they're always going to keep innovating. So I like to stick with my people. So ConvertKit, if you're listening, I've been a customer since the beginning of my business, and you all have been amazing. I haven't had any problems with ConvertKit. I use it every day. I've sent out thousands of emails through ConvertKit. So thank you, ConvertKit, for being an amazing, amazing platform. And let's partner in 2025. If you're listening, or anyone you know is listening to this, or if you work for ConvertKit and you're listening to this, definitely a brand that I would love to partner with in 2025. Getting back in my brand deal bags, okay? All right. Leveraging tools. So make sure that we leverage that so that we free up our time. Now, this is the next thing I want us to do. Focus on our personal brand. Yep. In 2025, visibility is everything. And whether you're an entrepreneur or a professional, building your personal brand helps you stand out and create new opportunities. Personal brands aren't just for business owners. They're for everybody. Everybody needs a personal brand. If you work and an organization and you're someone people should know, and you are, you need a personal brand. So that's you. So if you're listening and you're like, yep, Michelle, I'm definitely going to start my personal brand in 2025. I hear you. You got to. Okay. Here's a pro tip. Share your experience consistency on platforms like LinkedIn, Instagram, or YouTube to grow your authority. I've been on LinkedIn and it's been a great time over there. Come on over and follow me. Search me, Michelle Thames. And let's chat over on LinkedIn. I've been loving LinkedIn and I'm definitely going hard on LinkedIn and YouTube in 2025. It's time. I started on YouTube and I have not been consistent, but it is time. It is time. Okay. And the fifth thing I want us to do is invest in community and support. You do not have to do any of this alone. Surround yourself with people who inspire and support you, whether that's a mastermind group, a coach, or a local networking community, or even this podcast. You have me here. I have a community. We do networking events. We do co-working sessions. I have a community program. So come, okay? You don't have to do this alone. If you're listening to this podcast and you're like, Michelle, I didn't even know you had any of these communities. It's okay. It's never too late to come and join me. It's never too late to follow me on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames in 2025. Let's connect. I love when you all send me DMs about how you love this podcast. Do you know how much that makes my day? Do you know how much that makes my day? It makes my day. I'm so grateful when you all do that. And shout out to, I just had some amazing, amazing listeners reach out, and I'm just so thankful. I'm so super thankful for you for reaching out. So shout out to Asia J. Shout out to Asia J. Y'all go follow Asia J at Asia J UGC. Okay. AISIAJAYUGC. Thank you so much for reaching out. She is a UGC content creator. And shout out to Alicia Peach Property Ventures for definitely sending me a DM and being a listener of the podcast. Go and follow Alicia at ALYSHA_Peach Property Ventures. She is a property developer and she is amazing and she knows a lot about investing in real estate. So go and follow her too. So thank you so much to the community. Okay. Now for the exciting part. Oh, I am officially going on tour, y'all, in 2025. And this year, I'll be traveling to multiple cities to connect with you, the listeners, my community. So through live events and workshops and networking opportunities. And so the events that I will be doing will be focusing on strategies to help you grow your business, to get visible, monetize your passions, whether you have a 9-to-5, you're working a side hustle. These events are for you, okay? For the multi-passionate entrepreneur, just like myself, okay? You're going to leave inspired, motivated, and ready to take your business to the next level. And here's where I need your help. I want to make sure that I visit the cities where you are. I've created a quick form where you can let me know your city and what kind of event you'd love to attend. Okay, so head to the show notes to fill it out. It takes less than 2 minutes, or you can DM me on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames and I will send you the link. Your input is going to help me shape this tour. Okay, I plan to start the tour around April, so we got some time. And so let me know, fill out the form for me, friend, please. And thank you. I appreciate you for being a listener on the Social Media Decoded podcast. Now, 2025 is here and it's time to go after your goals with intention and focus. Remember, every small step you take adds up to big results over time. A good book to read is The Atomic Habits. Great book, okay? Whether you're growing your business or building your career or balancing it all with a side hustle, you got this, okay? You got this. Now, do not forget to complete the tour form and let me know where I should visit. And if this episode gave you inspiration or clarity, please share with a friend. Leave a review on Apple or Spotify and subscribe so that you never miss an episode, okay? Here's to a year filled with growth, success, and new opportunities. Until next time, let's make 2025 our best year yet. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and I will talk to y'all in the next one. Peace.